The students at predominantly white Westminster High School fought back yesterday after administrators removed posters promoting diversity. Many of them showed up wearing t-shirts of those posters, but as WYPR's Jonna McCone reports, things did not go exactly as planned.
In this Carroll County school that's 87% white, there was a bomb threat in the afternoon on the day of a student-organized demonstration. That led to students being evacuated, just as thunderstorms rolled into Westminster. They returned about a half hour before dismissal. Some were a bit rattled by the threat. 11th grader Samantha Waters was walking to her bus wearing one of the diversity t-shirts, modeled off the original posters displayed in the school.
It was, you know, pretty good until we had to evacuate. There were people wearing Trump shirts and Trump hats and everything, but nobody was really saying anything that I heard.
The posters, designed by graffiti artist Shepard Ferry, carry a screen print of a woman wearing an American flag as a hijab with the slogan, "We the people are greater than fear." Teachers put them up in support of students, but Carroll County administrators, citing complaints and arguing the posters were political in nature, took them down. County School Superintendent Stephen Guthrie said people felt they were anti-Trump.
We have a policy, procedures, expectations that classrooms will be neutral in political expression, except when it's part of the lesson.
The posters were popular at the massive Women's March on Washington the day after President Trump's inauguration, and in demonstrations at airports protesting the so-called Muslim travel ban. The posters and student demonstrations contrast sharply with the image of rural Carroll County, 40 miles from Baltimore City. 70% of voters here went for Trump last November. The reaction to the posters left students confused.
All it says is, "We the people are greater than fear."
That's Hamile Waints, a Pakistani-American Muslim senior at Westminster. She said the posters are simply about diversity, not politics.
It's just trying to prove that being an American doesn't mean you have to wear specific clothing. You don't have to be a specific race, ethnicity, whatever it may be. Anyone can be American because it is, in fact, the United States of America.
Superintendent Guthrie said he would have directed school staff to respond differently to the posters, which had been up for a month, if he had to do it all over again.
That's what I would do, is have a conversation with the teachers, agree on what posters do represent diversity, and then replace the posters instead of having these vacant spaces in the classroom.
But for now, he says he supports students who want to display posters with the same message, but without an implied political connection. Many students here said the day was important to them. Wayne said she recently started wearing a hijab, in part because of the support of her fellow students.
The environment of feeling welcomed has skyrocketed. Like, everyone has been willing to support me, protect me, especially for wearing the hijab since of how hesitant I was.
Despite the 600-plus students wearing the diversity t-shirts, others expressed different points of view. Ian Gibbs, one of the few African-American students here, was wearing one of the t-shirts. He said the day was tense because he saw symbols he does not support.
Today was a little worrying for me because all the people wearing the Confederate flag jackets, some people were like posting over the pictures, like Trump's face.
But overall, he said it was a special day.
Seeing so much people trying to help out others and just trying to be diverse, it makes me feel welcome here.
Students, teachers, and staff said they see the spotlight on the county as a learning experience. And when it comes to the bomb threat, students said their t-shirts are more relevant than ever. That their school is indeed greater than fear. I'm Jonna McCone for 88.1 WYPR.